This is Brian Litwin. I'm with KGNU. I'm here at the Lafayette City Council meeting, and I'll let who I'm with go ahead and introduce herself.
I'm Kalyani Fox, a retired school teacher who moved here from Maryland about a year and a half ago, and I chose Lafayette because it had a fracking ban, and when I knew that Colorado was a, quote, gas and oil state, unquote.
So what brings you out tonight specifically?
I'm extremely for having a clean community. That means clean air, clean water, and the earth not being disturbed and tons and tons of toxic chemicals not being spewed into the land and the air and the water. I am quite certain, and have done a lot of research, that fracking is a horrible, violent, useless, and greedy and dangerous process. Everyone knows that. There's so much research out. It's causing lots of health problems in people, including death and cancer, and exacerbation of things like asthma and things like that. Our community is also very beautiful and has been for a long time. And we kind of treasure the creeks and the mountains and the agricultural land, and all that gets destroyed by fracking.
Hi, my name is Kate Christensen. I'm a co-founder of Together Against Neighborhood Drilling, which is a local group that's fighting fracking.
And I'm Laura Snyder. I'm also with Together Against Neighborhood Drilling and live in Lafayette next to Kate.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
And what brings you out tonight?
Well, I support strong regulations for oil and gas drilling in Lafayette. I think that we need every single tool possible to deter oil and gas drilling, and in case we get drilled. Like, we've seen extraction operate at Bella Romero and Greeley, which is a great example. They have fought with lawsuits. They fought with bannering. They fought with citizen Cullen Walter chaining himself to the machinery, and they still got drilled. So that could happen to us, and I really think strong regulations are important for if that happens. And I think the city council has done other things that are important in this fight. They've passed resolutions to be 100% renewable by 2030. They have passed resolution to never sell water to oil and gas companies. So I feel like I appreciate those things too.
So are you saying you would prefer for it to be regulated as opposed to outright banned?
Oh, no, absolutely. I am totally pro-ban. I'm absolutely pro-ban. I just realized, I mean, the state of Colorado made it so we can't ban fracking right now. We voted to ban it, and the Supreme Court overturned it. So I would love it to be us to be able to ban it. That's absolutely what I want. But I'm trying to operate in, like, okay, what is really happening right now? And until we can ban it, what are we going to do? What's our arsenal to fight it?
Hi, my name is Teresa Stutz, and I'm out here tonight at the Lafayette City Council meeting, and I'm here to oppose the legalization of drilling in our town. Tonight, they will be working on a first reading to pass regulations to bring drilling to Lafayette.
And what would you like to see done?
I would like to see them uphold the Climate Bill of Rights, which was passed in 2017 by the previous council and is an outright ban on fossil fuel extraction in this town.
And are you part of East Boulder United?
I am a part of East Boulder County United, yes. Yes, I am also running for State House District 12 as an unaffiliated candidate here in Lafayette. House District 12 covers Louisville, Lafayette, and part of Longmont, and I want to get elected so that I can go to the state and work to ban fracking. There are no candidates up. There are no elected officials up there right now calling for a full ban, and I will do that.
Hey, I'm Thomas Quay Williams. I'm an anti-fractivist here in Boulder County. I can't believe how complicit our local states and, well, national government is with oil and gas. It's unbelievable. I think, you know, in the future, when people look back on this era, it's going to look like the Teapot Dome scandal time of the, you know, late 1800s, when there's so much corruption, there's so much money and power, they can basically buy everybody in government and steer everything their direction. Tonight they're talking about regulations that were basically passing regulations that were basically written by the oil and gas people. And it's so rare you find a politician or anyone who will really stand up to oil and gas that's not just pretending or just, you know, trying to get along with it.
And do you feel the city council is being responsive to the people?
Not in the least. They've been playing these games for a long time. There's a guy named Cliff Wellmig who's running for Boulder County Commissioner. He won't have an election until November. But, you know, he's a nurse, regular person, and he's been following this since the beginning, trying to do anti-fracking. His mother, Mary Lee Mazza, is on the council. She's the only one who will stand up to oil and gas. The rest are slowly corrupted. They all say they don't want fracking. They all say, oh, this is the worst thing in the world. I'm totally with you. And then as soon as, you know, their backs are turned or Mary Lee's out of town, they pass regulations to make sure that we will have fracking in Boulder County.